Local runner and cyclist Nick Lippa saw a grisly sight as he traversed the Tom Taylor Trail in Newmarket Sunday morning. A woman had collapsed onto the ground, and was bleeding profusely after being struck by a cyclist. Although she was conscious, paramedics were called to take her to the hospital. I passed by, and I had to turn around because there was literally blood everywhere. It was a really bad accident, Lippa said. It was shocking. I had never seen something like that, and I see a lot of stuff on the trail. Some Newmarket residents are questioning the speeds of cyclists and safety on the Tom Taylor Trail after the incident July 23. Lippa was one of several residents posting on social media about their concerns regarding how some cyclists use the trail. As a member of the Newmarket Eagles Cycling Club, he said riders should travel the path casually at slower speeds. But he added that almost every time he uses the trail, he sees cyclists speeding. That's a leisurely, mum and dad with their kids trail. You get your bikes, you go 10, 15k per hour, and that's it, he said. It's not meant for high speed. York Region confirmed that paramedics did respond to a person injured by a cyclist on the Tom Taylor Trail Sunday. The region said one transport ambulance responded and a patient was assessed on scene and transported to hospital. The region said due to privacy legislation, it cannot share further details about their patients or conditions. Others on social media also expressed concern about cyclists after the incident. I cycle to work every day, and even I am troubled by the behavior of some cyclists, one commenter noted. Very rare you hear someone using their bell to alert pedestrians, so no wonder there was bound to be an accident. Newmarket Commissioner of Community Services Jeff Payne said the town sends its warmest thoughts to the individual hit as they recover. Town trails have signage regarding the need of users to safely share the space and slow down, Payne said, adding that the town has a seasonal public education campaign about trail etiquette. Please remember that everyone's comfort level on the trails is different. Please do your part to keep Newmarket's trails safe and enjoyable for all. Some commenters said the incident is not necessarily reflective of everyone. One bad cyclist, but let's not condemn all cyclists, said one individual. There are also bad pedestrians and bad dog walkers on that trail, but the cyclists get all of the focus. Avid local cyclist Todd Kyle said these kinds of incidents can happen on trails like this. This is an example of how multi-use paths can create conflict among diverse users, Kyle said. Lippa said there are certain blind spots on the trail when you are on a bike that can make stopping safely challenging, and slower speeds are important as a result. Although speeding is a problem, he said he cannot see using resources to have an officer out enforcing speeds regularly. But cyclists should be minding their speeds, Lippa said. You're not going fast as a car, but you're in a moving vehicle,